Welcome to the Healing Elixir podcast. I am your host, Alexis Charles, and today, how are you guys doing? It's turbulent out here in America. It's turbulent out here in this world. I don't know if this is going to turn into a guided meditation. Honestly, it's going to turn into whatever spirit guides me to say, but all I kept hearing today was voices in my head. And voices in my head. And have you ever been in a situation where you could just be chilling and your inner, there's something speaking, you feel like something's speaking to you? Honestly, it's just your inner dialogue. And sometimes negativity creeps in, your ego creeps in. You can't do that. You're trying something new, you shouldn't do that. You're doing this, you shouldn't do that. Oh my God, do you know what will happen if you did that? Where does this inner dialogue come from? Sometimes our ego comes in to try to save us from things that we don't need saving from. It's fears that we have acquired over the years, and we're not scared anymore. We're ready to jump. We're ready to go. Right now, at this time, a lot of people are experiencing a lot of mental health issues. They're experiencing a lot of upheaval shifts, and there is an energetic shift happening on the planet right now as we speak, and everyone is feeling it, but in different ways. It's very imperative, it's very important to ground yourself in these times and to understand what's going on, to have awareness, and to be able to ground yourself in the midst of chaos, especially when it's in the mind. One thing I want you guys to understand, that everything is a projection. Everything is a reflection of your inner dialogue, what you think, what you feel, your habitual thoughts. You must understand and become aware of your thoughts, because it is constantly creating your reality, and your vibration is constantly attracting things to you as we speak. How you feel is what you, is the vibration you put out. And sometimes you can have an amazing vibration and attract low vibrational people. That's because it's all energy. Even low vibrational people need something to feed off of. Now you must understand, we are duality. We are dark and light beings. There must be both to be balanced. So for us to just think that everything is love and light is very, very naive. You must understand, you must be aware, and you must not be shaken by what's going on. You should be aware of it, and you should understand it. And how to understand it is to dissect yourself, is to focus on yourself. Because when you focus on yourself and you meditate, you understand deeper knowledge. You come in contact with your higher being, your higher self. You're not disconnected from that at all. You must understand that the voices in your head were created over time, and it can be rewritten. You should be gentle with yourself. You should be gentle with your shadow work. And no, shadow work is not easy, but it's very rewarding if you stay diligent and disciplined. Now, things will not be perfect. However, if you have a goal and you set it for yourself, you can achieve it. There will be distractions that come along the way, and those voices in your head will soon fade. That's only if you become aware of those thoughts. Now, I want you to try this. I want you to just sit in silence. Take a couple deep breaths for me. Hopefully you're not driving. I don't want you to do this while driving. However, just sit there. And then let your thoughts come. But I want you to imagine this, your thoughts just flowing through your brain, just your thoughts. Just imagine them like going across your forehead, or going in your ear and out the other. In your ear and out the other. Let them go. Let your thoughts just flow. now that you have that imagery, every time you are stuck in a place where you may feel that you are stuck in an emotion or you feel stuck, sit there and then imagine your thoughts coming and going. This way you don't feel attached to them. There's no attachment. There's no attachment. Those voices in your head are just voices. You're okay. I want you guys to really understand that it's important to find peace and create it and cultivate peace at this time. And not to be, do not jump into anybody else's karmic cycle because you see them going through something. This is a lot of energy going on that a lot of people that don't know how to maneuver and navigate themselves are looking for other people to maneuver and navigate for them. And not a lot of people understand how other people can actually be blessed because you are anointed, you are blessed, you are cosmic, you are etheric. So some people can come into your life and you can empathize for them. And then next thing you know, you're doing the most for them. They're depleting your energy, however, still staying afloat because they have a karmic cycle that you're interfering on. Don't interfere with anyone else's karmic cycle. Be the lighthouse. Be the light post. You are not to carry, you are to guide. You are not to carry, you are to guide. So let's circle back to voices in your head. When they start talking, you talk back. If you hear a negative, you don't look good, you're not good, you're broke, you're this, you're that. Let those come, let those go. Start speaking life into yourself. Speak life. Speak life. You gotta look at yourself in the mirror. Go look at mirror on the wall. I have that, not look at it, listen to it on my podcast. I have an episode called mirror on the wall. Go listen to it. The way to stay in an energy of flow is to affirm, is to speak life into yourself. You are strong, you're beautiful, you are committed, you're loyal, you're powerful, you are light, you are dark, you glide, you float. The voices in your head will start to speak life back to you. That's how you reprogram the subconscious mind. Peel back your layers and live and thrive. You came on this earth to thrive, not to just get by. The question is, are you ready? Thank you for listening to the Healing Elixir podcast. Let's heal, let's elevate, let's upgrade your reality.